Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm temperatures in Jerusalem. A perfect day to be outside. In Haifa, the weather is mild and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, missiles launched from Lebanon toward central Israel overnight. Over 18,000 bombs dropped and 4,000 targets hit. The IDF reveals this scale during Operation Roaring Lion, as reported by I-24 News from earlier today. Also, Operation Eternal Darkness has shaken Lebanon. A report from Mariv earlier this hour reveals who Israel attacked. The Secretary General of Hezbollah is expected to speak soon, even as Israel continues its actions. Also this hour, Iran faces a dilemma, according to Ynet. Despite talks beginning with Lebanon, Israel continues striking Hezbollah. Tehran weighs its options against the backdrop of a potential U.S. deal. Separately, IDF Chief Major General Eyal Zamir visited southern Lebanon. Israel Hayom reports that Hezbollah is in shock. The IDF continues to fight, despite no ceasefire being declared. And finally, police are investigating explosive devices damaging an Israeli restaurant in Munich. JTA reports this incident just minutes ago affecting a beloved establishment. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, an account monitoring anti-Semitic incidents, posted recently about the attack on the Israeli restaurant in Munich. They described it as an anti-Semitic act involving pyrotechnics and damage. Arnold Roth, an advocate for justice, expressed gratitude to the State Department for public support. He emphasized the importance of ordinary people's voices. Josh Grauschar, a political analyst, shared insights from a recent article. He discussed the uncertainty Israelis feel about their safety following the ceasefire and the impact of the recent conflict. Now for more on those stories, starting with the missile launches from Lebanon. The IDF's Operation Roaring Lion, aimed at neutralizing threats from Iran, striking over 4,000 targets. According to I-24 News, this military action highlights Israel's ongoing security concerns. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Eternal Darkness operation has left the region tense. Mariv reports that while a ceasefire with the U.S. is in place, Israel's actions against Hezbollah continue. This reflects the complex geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Tehran's strategic decision-making is under scrutiny. As reported by Ynet, Iran faces a choice: escalate the conflict or pursue a deal with the U.S. This decision could redefine regional alliances and security dynamics. In southern Lebanon, Major General Eyal Zamir's visit underscores Israel's military presence. Israel Hayom notes that the IDF's operations aim to remove threats near Israeli settlements. Civilians in the region remain on high alert as tensions persist. Finally, the attack on the Munich restaurant is a stark reminder of rising tensions abroad. As covered by JTA, the incident has sparked concern within the Israeli community in Germany. The investigation could have broader implications for Israeli diaspora security. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a surge on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange following the ceasefire. The dollar is nearing a drop below 3 shekels, with significant boosts in major indexes. Separately, a new university is part of a 5-year plan for northern rehabilitation in Israel. Walla Business reveals the project aims to revitalize the region, with government offices now reviewing the proposals. And finally, Iran's economy is struggling under the strain of conflict. CTEC describes the situation as being on life support, with oil revenues providing some stability amid mounting structural damage. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.